Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
In Devil's Lake, North Dakota today on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, heard in every corner of North Dakota and beyond. And our fine host here today just asked me a very important question, who's going to be joining us a little later on in the program from the Devil's Lake Chamber of Commerce. Paula Vistad is the executive director, and she was looking at her sign, and she asked a question. Would you repeat the question?
Who's Todd Mitchell?
Who is Todd Mitchell? Todd, could you answer that question for Paula?
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. I'm
an
sorry.
Absolute nobody.
Todd is my
we
co-host.
We have no idea why he's on the show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We don't know why he has a job here.
Yeah, and she, the second question she said is, where is Todd Mitchell?
I said, didn't say that.
Well, we don't even know he really exists. We don't let him out very often. And we certainly don't let him out where Scott goes with real people.
He's chained to the studio. He's okay. Chained to the studio because somebody has to make the things, you know.
He looked like a cowboy, so I was.
She's like in the picture. He is kind of a cowboy.
I do like the picture.
Isn't that a cool picture?
It came with the frame, so don't read too much into it. But
what's kind of fun is whenever we go somewhere, we usually take a picture. Generally, I try to find some pretty good food whenever I'm in there in a particular town.
What town was he in?
Wherever we're at, and then I put the food in front of his picture and send it to him.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't use the slab of bacon the other day.
Now, I should have. I forgot about it, but I have an apple today because this is from the Holiday Inn Express.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm not very smart, but I stay at the Holiday Inn Express, you know, so I had an apple.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
And so we'll feed Todd an apple later. Would you help me do that, Paul?
I can do that.
All right.
I have better food here if you want something other than an apple.
And now you know who Todd Mitchell is.
Thank you.
That worked out very good.
Thank
yes.
you.
Thank you, Paul. Paula is our host here today, and we're going to meet
didn't
Mayor.
Sound that impressed, and
Mayor,
she shouldn't be.
Mayor Dick Johnson will be here a little bit, and also in addition to Paula, we're going to chat with the Director of Tourism, Susie Kanner, and the Executive Director of Forward Devil's Lake, Rachel Lindstrom, as well. Appreciate them hosting us here. We are here for a What's in Your Town tour stop. We do this thanks to our friends at Cloverdale, Arvid Communications, as well as Marvin Windows Grafton. And Kenny's Residential Suites up in Watford City and Newtown. They get us all across the great state of North Dakota to celebrate what is great about North Dakota. And in my mind, what is great about North Dakota is sorry Fargo, sorry Grand Forks, sorry Minot, sorry Bismarck, Mandan. What is great about North Dakota is all the small towns, which, by the way, make up the majority of people from those four towns I just mentioned, or five towns, you know, so... It's fun to do the What's in Your Town tour. We enjoy it. We'll be doing it today. Did you watch David Letterman last night, Todd? I know you're an early riser, so you probably didn't.
I didn't. You know, I kind of wanted to, and I just felt dragging, and I thought, you know, I gotta, you know, no, I.
Oh. You know,
it'll be on everybody's YouTube and everything else later. I'll catch it when I can.
I drove out to Devil's Lake last night. I was about to put my head on the pillow, knowing we had an early morning here, and I thought I'll check Facebook, see how the topics we're planning on for today are trending. And I see a note from a buddy of mine, Mark Fifley. And Mark's a Wishick, North Dakota guy that worked for President Bush and spent some time in government in North Dakota and still works out in Washington, D.C. And he said, oh, I'm so tired I can hardly keep my eyes open, but I got to watch the last 40 minutes of this. Well, he was on the East Coast, so, you know, it reminded me it was starting or had just started. And, by the way, that's something... In the way of redeemable value from social media, right? Oh, I forgot. I mean, I knew it was that night, but I didn't. So anyway, I turned it on, watched it, and I liked it. What I liked most about it was the majority of the show was highlights of what I at least liked about David Letterman. And you know, of course, lately I've not been a big fan, to tell you the truth. But the old days, you know, the Larry Bud Melman days, the stupid pet trick days, those were the days. And the Letterman Show actually came to North Dakota. Does anybody remember when or how? If you do, let us know on the program. And you know what we'll do? We'll get you a round of golf at the Bully Pulpit at Teddy's Residential Suites if you can tell us the North Dakota highlight we're thinking of on the Dave Letterman Show. You give us a call at 800-228-0550, 701-258 0550 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. There are some North Dakota highlights to the Letterman show, but it was pretty good. Anyway, if you watched it and you have a highlight and you want to let us know about it, that's great. If you could care less, that's fine, too. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. What else? We didn't get a chance to talk about this much yesterday, but there was a big ruling this week by the World Trade Organization against the United States, specifically on the issue of country of origin labeling. This, I believe, is the fourth time that we've been rebuked by this, and some folks are saying it's time to wave the white flag. Among them, by the way, Congressman Kevin Cramer, who says, look, we've lost. There's going to be a vote, evidently, in the House Ag Committee and eventually the U.S. House that ends it, repeals it. And the thought being that if action is taken swiftly, the penalties won't be as severe as they could possibly be in the way of tariffs on additional products of ours from the Canadians, because the Canadians have been given license now through WTO to have retribution because of country of origin labeling. What do you think of it? I know there's you know, producers on both sides of this issue. There's farm groups on both sides of this issue. What do you think about country of origin labeling, and more specifically, what now? Even if you love it, you know, look, we're part of WTO, like it or not. It is responsible for a lot of trade, and there's a lot of good for our producers in that. You got to play by those rules, whether you like them or not. What do you do? Congressman Cramer has an interesting idea here that we're going to be reporting on as we go throughout the day, and it has to do with a new brand, a North American brand. But that's probably the next step. So we'd enjoy your take on that today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com as well. What else was I going to ask you about? There's a couple of debates on our Facebook page that have me scratching my head, and one is this number about unemployment, and specifically that 40%, think of this number now, 40% of unemployed people have stopped looking for jobs. When I heard that statistic, I became very alarmed. Number one, for those people, how will they eat? Answer me that question. How will they eat? Number two, assuming they see enough of a safety net where they don't need to work, and they're just going to not work, what does that say? Not so much tomorrow, but how about a year from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now? To me, we're in real trouble here. Real trouble. So, what's your take on that? Let's go to Center North Dakota. There's a fellow by the name of J.D. that's waiting to weigh in on our question, and somebody behind him, if J.D. doesn't get it right, on our question on a Dave Letterman North Dakota connection. Do you know what it was, J.D.?
Oh, I'm thinking it was Duke the Dog up in Bowbells, North Dakota.
Well, that's not what I'm thinking of, but was there Duke the Dog? I mean, is that another one?
He was Silly Petricks.
So Duke the Dog made it onto David Letterman's Stupid Petricks. And was from where, you said?
From Bowbells, North Dakota.
Oh, from Bowbells. And did Letterman make a big deal out of Duke being from Bowbells?
Oh, yes.
He did, huh? We got to see if we can round that clip up. Hang on, Manny will get your address. I'll send you a pass for a free round at Bully Pulpit, okay?
All right.
Hang on, J.D. Let's see. That's not the one I'm thinking of, though. But you told me about another one, so I'm going to reward you today. Ron and Bismarck, do you know the Letterman connection that I'm thinking of?
Yeah, there's a couple twins on, a couple girls. I think they're from Bismarck, and they won the national closest-looking twins contest.
Where were they from? Some twins from?
I think they're from Bismarck.
Is that right? That is not the one that I'm thinking of. That is not the one.
I remember they moved around, and David was supposed to figure out which was which, and they... He figured it out there, but they look pretty much exactly the same. So
this individual, this connection, I should say, to the Letterman show, actually came to North Dakota. A member of the team, the Dave Letterman team. It wasn't Letterman himself, but some famous member of Dave Letterman's team actually came to North Dakota, and I didn't know about it until I saw it on social media last night. So. Appreciate the call, Ron. Call again, okay? I have one more Bully Pulpit round of golf for some of the greatest golf on the planet Earth. And So I got to save it for the person that gets the answer I'm thinking of here. And if you want to cheat, you can go to our Facebook page. Mine, at least. I'm not sure if it's shared on the What's On Your Mind page. But if you go to the Scott Hinman Facebook page, you will find a clue, shall we say. Because I found out about this on Facebook as well. All right, so let's see. We have time to, we don't. So just have these callers hold. Country of origin labeling, 40% of unemployed stop looking for work. I kid you not. And they tell me in Devil's Lake there's no better walleye fishing anywhere on the planet Earth, or for sure in North Dakota, than in Devil's Lake. Does anybody want to take exception with that? That's what they say. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow.com. Boy, did I sleep great last night. Didn't sleep long because I stayed up for a Letterman program that was pretty darn good. But MyPillow made sure I did get some quality sleep the time I was with my head on the pillow. 800-506-9028 if you want the Scott and Todd deal, 2-for-1 special, or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
The New Holland T8000 series tractors have arrived at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. 5 models up to 270 PGO horsepower let you focus on farming, not on steering. That's because they're ready to use the optional IntelliSteer auto steering system right from the factory. The state-of-the-art guidance system allows you to make near-perfect rows on every pass. So focus on farming, not on steering. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and learn more about the T8000 tractors from New Holland.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mottohay Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself, or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
We're in Devil's Lake today with the Cloverdale Foods, Arvid Communications, Marvin Windows Grafton, Teddy's Residential Suites, so Watford City and Newtown. What's in your town tour? Brings us all across the great state of North Dakota. Also want to thank our friends from Levers, a great iconic family of grocers here in Devil's Lake. Citizens Community Credit Union as well for bringing you our special broadcast today. State of the Holiday Inn Express last night. Thank you to them. Fireside Inn and Suites, Devil's Lake American Legion, the Cove Restaurant. We're going to have lunch there later today with a group of community leaders. Looking forward to that. And the Devil's Lake Chamber of Commerce, Forward Devil's Lake Economic Development Arm, and the Department of Tourism folks that are hosting us here. I've never done a radio program from the DMV. But today, actually, because the folks from the Devil's Lake Tourism and Economic Development Arm and Chamber share offices with the DMV, I'm actually right here at the DMV today. And it's one of the nicest, friendliest, wonderful DMV here. So it's kind of cool. Anyway, that's why we're in Devil's Lake today. 20 past the hour, rolling on with the program. And lots of folks want to answer our question of a fun North Dakota connection to David Letterman. Let's go to Ronnie in Rugby. Ronnie, do you know what I'm looking for here?
Yes.
Lay it on me.
Yes, it's Lonnie Anderson calling.
Well, Lonnie, they thought it was Ronnie. I got it. Lonnie, how you doing, Lonnie?
Yeah, good, really good. It's Vince Anderson. It was Bisbee. They had a program on Bisbee, Arizona, and they wanted to know if there was another Bisbee in the United States, and it was Bisbee, North Dakota.
You're exactly right.
Vince Anderson up to Bisbee, North Dakota.
We have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Lonnie, did you watch that episode? Do you remember it?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
I didn't. I've never been to Bisbee. I think I need to change that.
Well.
I want to zip to zap and bing to Bisbee one of these days. But here is, in case you didn't remember all the details, or for folks that didn't, here is that episode with Biff Henderson on Late Night with David Letterman.
Located about 20 miles from the Canadian border is a town called Bisbee, North Dakota. Population 227.
The first thing you notice about Bisbee, North Dakota is the clean, fresh northern air. None of that odd New York stink. Excuse me.
Yes.
What is your name?
Lonnie Knutson.
Lonnie, you from Bisbee?
Yes, I am.
Is that your tractor outside?
Yes, it is.
Could I watch you drive it? There's something else I noticed about Bisbee. The people are friendly to every stranger they see.
Hello! Hello, stranger!
Phyllis's hospitality really showed me something. I mean, I could have been some kind of crazy axe murderer. And here she was, inviting me into her home. There's something beautiful about that.
It has a skin on one side. We don't eat that skin. Isn't it good?
This is wonderful.
Yes.
It was the most disgusting thing I ever ate in my entire life.
Biff Henderson in Bisbee, North Dakota. Now, Lonnie, I didn't remember that, but there was a Lonnie that was on the show. You don't know that Lonnie, do you?
Yeah, I know Lonnie Knutson. Yeah. He drove that tractor up and down Main Street. It was the middle of winter. It was so blooming cold. That's why he hated this. That's why he said the air was so fresh. It was like 20 below. It was just colder and crazy. Yeah.
Yeah,
you have a motorhome up from, I don't know, I suppose Minneapolis or whatever, but. Well, you can't, you know, 20 below a motorhome? Come on.
Is Lonnie Anderson still around?
Yeah.
Yes, we'll have to track him down.
I always get a lot of grief for Lonnie Anderson, you know.
I love it. I hope he watched last night, although it didn't make the cut. But it's a good North Dakota memory for sure.
Yeah, it is. It's a great North Dakota memory. But the deal was Bisbee, Arizona, and Bisbee, North Dakota. They didn't know if there was another Bisbee. Well. There is another Bisbee. So,
yeah, it's great. Well, thanks for
it was pretty hilarious.
Lonnie, I need you to hang on, and you give us your address, and we will mail you off a round of golf at Bully Pulpit, the greatest golf course in North Dakota. Well, one of them for sure, but I would say scenic wise, you don't get any more beautiful than Bully Pulpit at Medora. So, hang on a moment, and we'll get your address and mail that off. And if you see the other Lonnie, tell him to call us sometime. We'd love to reminisce a little bit about his claim to fame there, being on the Letterman Show. Okay. Pretty cool. He's gone, I guess. All right, you go ahead and take him, Manny. Idea of a North Dakotan driving a tractor on Letterman, that's pretty cool. That's our connection. Why that didn't make the highlight show, I have no idea. Sean,
well,
Mark.
What a good point, though, that you know he could have been an axe murderer, but we invite him in. That's North Dakota. That's why I love living here.
Exactly
I
right.
could have been an axe murderer, and it's true.
Sean and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, it sounds like Lonnie was a little quicker on the dial than I was. But I was going to say Bisbee, and, of course, I posted that to your page last night because I was mightily disappointed that that did not make the cut.
Yeah, that would have been a classic. Okay. Although Biff made the cut. Biff was on a couple of times.
Yes.
That was pretty cool. Yeah. I'd forgotten about Larry Bud Melman. I met Larry Bud. He came to UND years ago and did the whole toast on a stick thing. So I remember that. Yeah.
I remember when he did that. That segment in Bisbee, I guess if you wanted to, there are many things you could pick, but you could really point to that segment and say, this is what made Letterman funny. Lately, I would say probably after he hit that highlight of his 9/11 show, which was a really good show, it kind of went downhill from there. He got way too political, way too leaning to the left.
Yeah, you know, it's really an exercise in what happened. I found myself last night saying, why didn't he just keep doing that show? Why did it evolve to what it became? And it was a very different show. And, I mean, stuff last night, I can't get over the Taco Bell thing. I mean, I could watch that once a week, you know, a different restaurant. But they were just because he's so witty, he's so funny. And his comebacks, all spontaneous, were phenomenal, you know, and that's pure talent. But why somebody takes that pure talent and decides not to use it and becomes sort of cynical and snarky, and maybe that's why he's quitting, I don't know, but he definitely changed.
Part of it. I think it's a big part, you know. But he had that pure talent throughout the 80s and the 90s, probably, where, you know, you didn't mind going to work at a Dragon because he was worth staying up for. Especially when he followed Carson. When you had the Carson Letterman 1-2 punch in the evenings, it was just absolutely fantastic late night television.
And, I'm with you. And I guess everybody, there's a time to say sayonara, and maybe his was a few years ago. I don't know, but it was a great send off show. I remember watching Carson's send off show too, and how teary he got at the end. You could tell Dave was really trying to be businesslike and not get too emotional about everything, but it was a good lineup. Really neat deal. I don't think his son was real fond of being on television, though. I got a kick out of that. He looked really uncomfortable.
I don't think he was real happy about that. I think that probably made up.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for calling, Sean. Appreciate it very much. Yes. Glad you listened. More coming up from Devil's Lake on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It's hard to get a meal for $4 these days unless you stop at a PetroServe USA location and get that 4-for-4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan, pizza, 20-ounce drink, and your choice of 2 cookies, all that for $4 all day, every day at a PetroServe USA location. Helping America fuel better, too, because you have choice at the pump when you fuel up at a PetroServe USA location under that red, white, and blue banner. That's right. Everything from E15 to E85 and E10, and they've got it all. Your choice. Helping North Dakota fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields. And there's a PetroServe USA location near you. When you stop, grab and go some great specials like Mike and Ike and Hot Tamales for 99 cents or Jack Link 2-ounce beef sticks 2-for-5. Load up on Nestle Pure Life Water 20 packs for only $3.99. Gardetto's $1.29 a bag. Pop Tarts 2-for-$1. Or those great Deli Express sandwiches are only $1.99 too. At a PetroServe USA location near you, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armour is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmour.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Devil's Lake is where the What's on Your Town tour has brought us today on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks to you, the fine listeners that have tuned in, 550 K-Fire on a Bismarck Mandan, AM 1100 The Flag, the patriotic blowtorch of western Minnesota, eastern North Dakota, KTGO 1090 Radio in Stanley and Tioga, Watford City and Williston, as well as KLTC, Bowman to southwest North Dakota. We appreciate you listening wherever you are, and thank you very much. And we can't do this show without you, plain and simple. If you're not there tuned in the morning, during the replays at night, on the podcast, on iHeartMedia, then we are not able to market this program to our advertisers, who ultimately are the fuel for our engine. But they're here because you're here. So in all sincerity, we really appreciate you. Don't say it enough. And thank you for the ways you participate in the program and joining us day in and day out here on the show. As I mentioned, we're in Devil's Lake today, thanks to our friends at Cloverdale Foods. The slab bacon, I tell you. You can't even believe how good that is, by the way.
Stop teasing me.
I'm sorry, Todd, but it's like unbelievable.
I'm shocked you didn't get a picture of you holding a slab of bacon up to my mouth on
the I should have. I really dropped the ball there, but yeah, I did post a picture of the slab bacon, so you can check it out. But I can't even tell you.
Remember who your friends are back in Bismarck here.
Anyway, we were those folks yesterday and had a blast at the Fargo Dome from the Cloverdale and the Food Service of America Food Expo. That was a great time. But also to our friends at Arvid Communications, they are growing, expanding, longtime member of many Minnesota communities, expanding into North Dakota, doing a great job. Appreciate them. Marvin Windows Grafton, great place to call home, great place to work. And our friends at Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Watford City, Newtown, your destination anytime soon. If it isn't, it should be. That should be your home base. Anyway, that's what's brought us to Devil's Lake, along with the good friends at Citizens Community Credit Union, Levers Foods, Fireside Inn & Suites, Devil's Lake American Legion, the Holiday Inn Express, the Cove Restaurant, and the good mayor of the great city of Devil's Lake, Dick Johnson, is with us. How are you, sir?
Great. Thanks for being here, Scott. Good to see you. See, by the way, you forgot the summer sausage for the Cloverdale. That's great
stuff. The spicy, tangy summer sausage, isn't it?
Yes, always have it in the fridge. Always have it in the fridge.
You're right, yeah.
Got to go.
And you know, that's the nice thing about Levers. You can go into Levers and know you're going to find a Cloverdale product, North Dakota product.
Fresh, right? Good stuff.
Exactly. Yep. And, you know, with all due respect to Sam Walton's team, you don't always find North Dakota products in a Walmart. So.
No, you got them here.
Exactly. That's why you ought to shop at those locally owned local supermarket stores that recognize those North Dakota brands. You're exactly right.
Put a lot into the community.
You know, you and I have had many a conversation over the years.
We have.
In your leadership role here, and it's usually about water and Devil's Lake. In a bad way. But, you know, there's a little less bad. Bad in the sense that it's, you know, there was water in places you didn't want it.
That's right.
Right?
Just about where we're sitting almost.
Yeah, no kidding. It just kept growing and growing. I always joke with Ed Schaefer, our former governor, when he ran for governor in 1992, he was up here talking about drought and it's too dry and we're going to see if we can get more water. And I say, you overpromised, Ed.
Yeah, he did. Well, they just have a committee, the Devil's Lake Preservation Committee, to try to get the water into the lake. They actually were talking about putting a dam up there on Highway 57 on the way to the casino to block it off, so they'd have, you know, the west side would be full of water. But obviously, the Preservation Committee did a good job. Just started coming in. Now they overcorrected. That's right. Yeah. Overperformed.
Yeah. So in all seriousness, what's the latest?
It's great. Actually, you know, our infrastructure for the city, we started out with the initial embankment about 5 miles, something like that. Now it's up to 13. Completed. We do have a few odds and ends of punch list things to do, but the city's protected. Roads into the city are great. They're doing some rehab on Highway 2 East here, not related to the flood situation, but just some work that needed to be done out on that stretch from Lakota to here. So, you know, the arterial routes into the city are great. You know, the city's looking good. Our economy is booming. We've got, well, 3 new subdivisions in recent years. Filling up quickly. Most of them are full. And as you can tell when you came in, probably this morning or when you came in, Scott, that, you know, brand new Super Walmart. There's a Sleep Inn out there. The Applebee's just recently built. And now there's a Travel Plaza that's been annexed. That land's been annexed into the city. A development agreement completed. So they're going to be building out there. And there's some other development that's going to come along with that. Across from that Walmart area, there's a mall going in out there. They've already got 3 occupants signed as tenants. So there's just a lot of good things going on, and I'm sure Rachel will talk a little bit about that later on. But, you know, for years, as you mentioned, you know, we fought the flood. Anytime you talk, you're talking about, geez, are we going to be around? You know, how is it going to – I mean, it was – things were happening so fast. And after a small investment of about $1.6 billion, we got secured. Now, I mean, I don't joke about that because it's a serious issue, but $1.6 billion. I often look back and say, if that had happened today or in the recent years with the condition of the federal government and the funding and that, what would have happened to Devil's Lake? Would they have probably let us go? There's a lot of talk about a buyout at one time, and some people advocated that. We didn't. We said, hey, we're here to stay. This is our home. This is our community. This is our churches, our schools. We're going to save it. And with the help of the federal government, state government, and, of course, the local people, we were able to do that. So, I mean, it's really evolved. And what's happened then since we've become secure? We know we have a future here. We're stagnant for many years because of the flood. We spent all our energies, and a lot of people didn't really want to invest, whether it be local people or outside of the local area, invest in the community.
Well, you can't with uncertainty,
sure.
Right? Yeah,
oh,
I mean, yeah. That's understandable. Yep. So, what a difference all that makes.
And now they see the security. They see the beautiful lake that we have out here and the tourism that's created from that. And, you know, the great people of Devil's Lake, when you come shop here, you get treated like, you know, like royalty, quite frankly. They know how to treat people, and the merchants appreciate it. As you mentioned, the local hometown merchants, they really drive this community. So now we've, you know, we've got where people are investing in the community. Again, we still have a lot of production ag land underwater. So, you know, we got to keep the pumps going. I was in Carrington for a meeting with the Devil's Lake Outlet Management Advisory Committee that the governor has set up. And, you know, we visited about that, and we're at about 1451.9. So we're getting close. You know, up to that 52, but the governor said we're going to pump until 50 before we start looking at any changes in the pumping operations. So, you know, that's a good thing. We need to get some of that ag land back. And then, you know, there's a report just released. You probably saw it, Scott, where, you know, where the lake's at today is about a $40 million impact that we've, you know, impact that we lost. Economy has suffered because of that. Still underwater. Plus, that didn't include property taxes, other taxes, those types of things. And I think we see it in the community. We're still driven by ag. Yeah, we have a lot of new things. We got Ultra Green, a manufacturing plant out here. Talk of the refinery, of course. But we're still an ag-based community.
Yeah, that's all of North Dakota.
It is.
Right? North Dakota goes, you know, as ag goes, North Dakota goes.
That's right. And you see the commodity prices are down now. And, of course, that translates into dollars in the merchant's pocket because they don't have the disposable income to spend. So, but it's going to come back, and we're going to be fine.
Question for you,
sure.
From Craig and Mandan for Mayor Dick Johnson. We're in Devil's Lake today. Go ahead, Craig.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning.
I'm originally from up there. I left in probably, let's see, about 88, I suppose. I left. Just wasn't the jobs at the time up there hardly at all, so I left. But I've been hearing about all the good things that Devil's Lake is happening in Devil's Lake now and stuff. And I got a question for you, and then I'll hang up and listen to make room for other people. But I was just wondering, I heard rumors about the refinery in Devil's Lake, and I was wondering if you could comment on the status of that. Thanks, Dick.
You bet. Thanks for calling, Craig, and sorry you left Devil's Lake, and we sure welcome you back if you decide to come back. But where we're at with that right now is we're in the process of developing a development agreement, and we're very close to having that completed. There's no real sticking points. It's just trying to get the attorneys to get their language together, and I think they've got that pretty well done now. We're hoping to get this agreement to the city commission for approval. We're saying June 1, but it may not be June 1. It might be the meeting after that, which would be, I guess, June 15th, I guess 2 weeks later. So it's real positive. It's looking good. And in that agreement, we have several protections. I know there's a lot of concern about the environment, our lake, and we spent a lot of time, believe me, a lot of time working on that to ensure that the environment is safe, our community is safe, the air quality is good, environmentally right thing to do. And we've worked a lot with the state health department because, that's a big concern. We encourage the growth and we like to see that economic development, but yet we want to do it in a safe, responsible manner. And we spent a lot of time working on that, and we've done a due diligence. We hired a firm to help us with that. They came up with some recommendations. We're following through with that in this development agreement. But it's looking good.
Who was the development agreement with?
It would be with Eagles Ledge, or actually they now have a group called American Dakota Refinery. And they're a Delaware-based firm. They're also, it's a Canadian firm, but they're registered in Delaware.
And it would be a diesel refinery?
Diesel refinery, 20,000 barrels a day.
So similar to what's the MDUs down in Dickinson?
Very, very much so. Very much a carbon copy of that. And it's just an exciting time for us, and they're good-paying jobs. They're permanent jobs. They'll be members of our community. It won't be a transient type of a thing where they're, in and out. They'll be permanent workers here in Devil's Lake at they're talking, I guess, the range varies, from the production workers, $30, $35 an hour, that type of thing. And like I said, they're going to be members of the community. They're going to be in our churches, schools, involved in the civic organizations and that type of thing. So we're excited about it, and hopefully we can finish this up. And I don't know if it does all come to fruition. I don't know if they'll break any ground this year yet, depending on, I suppose, what the late fall and early winter would be. So that's how it would go if it all proved.
Appreciate the call, and more of your questions welcome for our guest, Mayor Dick Johnson of Devil's Lake today on What's on Your Mind, the What's in Your Town tour live in Devil's Lake today. We thank our sponsors for helping make this possible, including the folks at Lever's, where you can find all those good Cloverdale food products, Citizens Community Credit Union as well. And we're also brought to you by our friends at Polar Express. Speaking of refineries, a lot of tank cars, tank trailers end up in and out of refineries, right? Well, there is Polar Express in North Dakota, Polar Service Center in Kildare. They're also in Billings, Montana, and they are number one. They're as big as they come. Number one tank trailer manufacturer in America. And if you're hauling a tank trailer, I have a heck of a deal for you. If you need a tank wash, point your rig to the nearest Polar Service Center, mention my name, and you'll get $100 off your first tank wash. That's right, $100 off your next tank wash. All you need to do is go to a Polar Service Center and say, Scott sent me. They're in Kildare, North Dakota. They're in Billings, Montana. And by the way, if you're hauling water, here's another deal. Challenger pumps are the best of the best, right? And a lot of folks even have a spare of those Challenger pumps. Right now, they have an incredible deal on Challenger pumps. So good, they won't let me say the actual price on the radio. It's honestly that good. But that's only for a limited time and only while it lasts. So if you need a tank part, they have it at Polar Service Center, Kildare, right north of Kildare on 22. Look for the big sign, and off I-90 in Billings, Montana. Tell them Scott sent you. More coming up from Devil's Lake on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Did you know you can lose weight by drinking coffee? Well, now you can with Slim Roast, a delicious Italian dark roast coffee with a secret formula inside that cuts appetite, burns fat, and blocks sugar. Thousands of people are already experiencing incredible results. Here's the deal. It works every time, and it will work for you. Order Slim Roast today. It's 100% guaranteed. Want a free sample? Call 877-383-6054. Love to send you one. 877-383-6054.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back in Devil's Lake today, What's in Your Town Tour on the program. Chat with Mayor Dick Johnson. Questions or comments, welcome. Tomorrow we'll be in Minot and broadcasting live from the Sleep Inn and Conference Center there as well. And among our guests, the folks from NARO. You know what NARO is? I want you to get out your calendar and circle June 25th and 26th. The National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota annual convention is taking place June 25th and 26th in Minot. It's called Together Toward Tomorrow. And there will be industry updates and legislative updates and things about pipeline and right-of-way and eminent domain and the latest on tax allocation and whatnot. But I tell you what, if you're a royalty owner, this is gold, because this is information you need to do estate planning, to understand the legal issues, get an update on the national issues, and some incredible speakers coming in for this event. There's an early bird rate if you book before Wednesday. That's right. You book before Wednesday, and you get an early bird rate, and it's a great deal. So this is an investment. You want to be there. They're even letting me speak. I can't believe that. So I'll look forward to meeting you there as well. And you can find out more at naro-us.org. And tell them Scott said you will see on the 25th and 26th Grand Hotel in Minot for the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Annual Convention. All right, Mayor, another call waiting for you. John in Grand Forks, go ahead for Mayor Johnson.
Yes, Mayor, I've enjoyed the last 8 years summers on the lake, the Devil's Lake, and love it. But you don't have to be all that intelligent to realize when you're on that lake and you see tree lines picking out of the water, you realize that at one time somebody owned that land. My question is, between recreation and agriculture, what's that happy medium when you talk about trying to recover farmland?
That is an excellent question, John. You know, we debate that. We talk about it. Sometime back when, I can't remember how many years ago, the city of Devil's Lake picked, 1446 as ideal elevation, where we'd like to see the lake. Now, that was bait, and then Ramsey County followed suit with that at their meetings. But 1446 is where the lake goes into Stump Lake. You're so right. How do you balance recreation with production agriculture? And to find that balance, to find that happy medium is very tough to do. I was just at, as I mentioned earlier, at a meeting in Carrington on the Governor's Committee on the Outlet Advisory Group, and that got talked about a lot. Now, we've always said we're in an emergency situation based on, the roadways and everything like that, at least to 50. But yet, there's still a lot of production ag that is taken away because of the rising waters of Devil's Lake. It's just amazing that rain we had. I don't know what the weather service said we got over the weekend, but my rain gauge at home was like 2.5. So, I mean, it wasn't all that much. It was a nice rain. But if we got a 7-inch rain like they did down south, that lake comes up a lot. We went up just about a half a foot, about 5 inches, something in that area, just after that weekend. So it fluctuates so much. You just don't know. Now, at our meeting, the Weather Service said, based on their projections for the summer, that they feel evaporation will take about a foot and a half off the lake. That's without the pumping going on. And based on what their climatic meteorologists are telling them. So anyway, whether we know how that goes, have trouble predicting the weather from week to week, but day to day. But anyway, so we don't know. But, we're saying probably 46, 47. You want some cushion because you don't want to isolate Stump Lake. What that does if you isolate Stump Lake.
I don't want to interrupt you, but I better hang up so you
Okay.
Move on. But quickly, I had a friend, a neighbor out there that had land underwater, and he died. But till the day he died, he was paying tax on that land underwater, hoping someday it would come back.
Right.
Now, what about the farmers? What happens if you just gave up paying tax on that land that's underwater? What happens then? I'll hang up now.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, and that is a big issue as well. And, when the lake was really rising quickly, I think that one year we picked up like 3 feet, something like that. It was just crazy. But, we'd go to meeting after meeting, and some of these farmers who were close to retirement age had lost their land. I mean, it just tore you apart. They would come in and basically their retirement was underwater. They probably didn't have much Social Security, if any. They didn't. Their land was going to be their retirement. They were going to sell that off and retire on that, and now it was gone. There are some tax incentives, not incentives, but some help there. I don't know all the details of it, so I won't try to go into them. But there is some help there when it goes underwater. However, you know, getting back to the balance issue, we pretty much came out of that meeting with, you know, if it's around 47, probably would be a good number. That keeps Stump Lake fresh. It recovers some more production agriculture land, which is very important to the farmers, and we want that to happen. And we really have to play it by ear just to see what Mother Nature does and what it gives us, and go from there. And, you know, quite frankly, the State Water Commission, the governor's crew, they've been great to work with. They're in lockstep with us along the way to make sure that we're trying to get a good balance to recreation, tourism, the fishery, and to agriculture. So it's tough. It's not easy. It's not an easy thing to do, especially when you get two mechanical pumps out there that you know, can change the dynamics pretty quickly.
Thanks, Mayor. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Mayor Dick Johnson, thanks. Devil's Lake. Our guests, more folks from Devil's Lake coming up on our What's in Your Town tour stop today, broadcasting live from the Visitor Center along Highway 2 on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? That is quite an honor, folks. And you know what? It's for good reason. This pillow is unbelievable. It adjusts to any sleep position. It does that with a very unique, patented, interlocking fill system. It also stays cool. There's no tossing or turning. Talked to one guy who said, you know, I used to have a pillow on the floor and swap it out every time I'd wake up from my pillow being too hot. Now I got the pillow you got, Scott, and the thing is unbelievable. It stays cool all night long. That's right. It's machine washable and dryable. It's non-allergenic. And the bottom line is it will not go flat. There's a 10-year warranty to back it up. 60-night money-back guarantee. That's how much we know you're going to love it. 2-for-1 pillow right now on the original classic deal to celebrate the official National Sleep Foundation pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and take advantage of that half-price deal. But hurry, hurry, hurry. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.